Let me get composure here. Wendy Thurm joins us, and fans, she's hanging sliders on Twitter, and a very, very talented baseball person. And I always enjoy running into her and reading her stuff. And I said, Wendy, you got to come on the show and talk with us. So, welcome. Nice to have you here. And you're part of the sporting news these days.
I'm part of the sporting news. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's get some of your thoughts about the San Francisco Giants. And maybe this week of baseball and seeing the Red Sox come in and the powerhouse offense that may have numbers that will be off the charts by the time it ends. And then we have the San Francisco Giants, who may use more relievers than any team in history, going back to the St. Louis Browns of 1940. So give us a little bit of what you think about the Red Sox and a little bit of the Giants.
Well, I mean, we saw a little bit of potentially a preview of the World Series. I know Cub fans got a little annoyed with me when I said that and wrote a story about that for the Sporting News this week. But, I mean, the Cubs are going to have to beat some teams once they get into the postseason, and I think the Giants will be one of those teams in there. How it will match up, you know, who knows. Cubs will have the best record, undoubtedly, at least if they keep their pace. And if the Giants win the division, they probably won't end up playing the Cubs. They'll play the wild card. Right. So we'll see what happens. Giants lost, you know, with pitching. I mean, the pitching didn't hold up in the first game against the Red Sox, but they held that offense to, you know, what was it, 4-3 or 3-2 in the first, 4-3 in the first game, and then they won the second game by a run.
2-1.
So, you know, I mean, Ortiz didn't start because they didn't have the DH, so that kind of held them down. But, you know, they still basically held that explosive offense in check for two games. So I thought, you know, that was, you know, one was Baumgartner, but one was Albert Suarez, who's been kind of a revelation, really. And they always seem to find, I mean, if you're going to win, you have to find these guys. So that, you know, I thought that was interesting. A lot of people talked about the Red Sox kind of playing an NL, a National League type of game, and they really did. They were both cool, kind of damp nights. So even a team with a lot of power, where they were going to hit a lot of balls out of the yard in those two nights, and they ran a lot, you know, and they bunted, and they got on base, and they forced errors, and so it was, you know, it was really interesting. I think Baumgartner Price was kind of lived up to its expectations, and it was a fun game.
I think so. Wendy Thurm with us at Hanging Sliders on Twitter, and you can read her in the Sporting News as well. The Giants, and again, coming out of spring training, I saw the offense. I said, 1-8, this is as good as anything I've seen. Now, of course, a couple of guys are gone. One is coming back next week. That's Angel Pagan, Pence probably in August. How do you assess the Giants so far? We just passed game 62. There's now 99 left as they got the win yesterday. But how do you assess the Giants right now, especially pitching-wise?
Well, I mean, I think we'll see how Kane does when he comes back from the hamstring injury. But once Kane and Peavy kind of got on the right track and they were in a position to kind of get on a roll either in a series or just kind of series to series, regardless of which three, you know, through in each series, you know, that was really meaningful. And that, in effect, that 20-game string there, when both Peavy and Kane were pitching well, even if they didn't get the wins in those games, was what allowed them to pad the lead against the Dodgers, which is now back at 4 after last night. You know, Peavy still makes me nervous just because he was so erratic in the first month. And, you know, we'll see what happens today. Kane, we'll see when he comes back off, you know, the disabled list. Samardzija, it sounds like the analysis is that he's kind of losing, you know, he's losing a little bit of the feel for certain pitches. He's not keeping the ball down. He's getting a little out of whack in his mechanics. But, you know, he seemed to find it a little bit again. I mean, he found it in the first inning. He found it a little bit again in the middle inning. So I think, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle for him, but you know, if anyone can help him put it back together, it's Rigetti. So
let me ask you this: the bullpen. Come on, you know, we come out here and Pat and I look at it, and we, how many relievers today? That should be our trivia question today. How many relievers are they going to use today?
Wait, in the seventh inning or total?
Very nice, very good. And Bruce was talking about walk someone you're taking out of the game. Strickland got a fly ball and he was taken out of the game. What do you think about using this many relievers? Now, again, I know you're a sabermetrician person, if I said that correct. And, you know, sometimes you want matchups, sometimes you don't. But for pitchers, for me, you use six. What if one doesn't come through? You get trouble. I like to have, like, one or two, not six.
Well, I think there's a difference between kind of what sabermetrics looks at the long haul. So you have to look at a track record of a particular guy against lefties. And by track record, I mean, you know, 50 at-bats, 100 at-bats. Yes, sabermetrics will tell you, you know, if you've got a guy with a particular track record against either lefties or righties or in this ballpark or, I mean, with the way teams turn over rosters, you don't, it's rare to get enough of a track record with a particular relief pitcher and a particular batter. Maybe Adrian Gonzalez, because he's been in the National League for so long, against someone like Lopez. Like, there's enough of a track record to see. But so many of the Giants pitchers are so young, you know, that there isn't enough of a track record to be able to say sabermetrically, this is definitely the right way to go.
Okay, good point.
Or not.
Okay, good. No, I like it. Good point.
Marty, let me
point.
Jump in here.
Very good. Because you need more data. Okay.
When you look at Matt Duffy, how does sabermetrics evaluate his home road splits?
I mean, most people, I think, would say the sample size is too small to be able to draw any conclusions from that. I had some concerns going into the season, and I wrote about it at the Sporting News about Duffy's ground ball rate last year, and he had a very high, what they call, BABIP, batting average on balls in play, which, and it was significantly higher than the league average, and that, over the course of a season, that tends to suggest either one, he was lucky, and or two, teams weren't positioning their defenders correctly for him, or a combination of that. And that with all the defensive shifts and all of the StatCast data and all the other data about where balls go, teams tend to adjust to that much more quickly now than they used to. So Duffy's ground ball rate is actually down a little bit, but his batting average on balls in play is just plummeted. You know, he's hitting into defenses just much, much more than he was last year.
All right, great. Good analysis.
And where, you know, the home road thing, I wonder a little bit whether, you know, guys who play here tend to not try to hit for so much power because they know how hard it is. But when they get into a ballpark like Great American Ballpark or some other place where maybe they think, you know, they got a shot, maybe they adjust their swing. I don't know if that's going on with Duffy. I think it's mostly just noise. We'll see.
All right, no, good. The BABIP thing, you're right. I like that.
Marty, do you take BABIP? Do you do BABIP?
Yeah, well, I understand
and
it.
And not Bibimbap.
Yeah,
Korean dish.
Right, I understand it. And we've talked about having to adjust because the defense is playing him differently and the ball is not dropping. And Bobby Evans has talked about that. So, no, I believe in that. And and I think Wendy hit it right. I thought you hit it very well on Matt Duffy. Wendy Thurm with us, and enjoy talking ball with her. Wendy, what about a stat that you like? And, of course, we do these shows, and people tweet us all the time about different things. And you understand the stats. What do you like? What tells you the most about a player? What's one that you like?
So on offense, the one that I use mostly when I try to tell a story about kind of who's helping an offense the most or who's not is it's a stat that you can find on FanGraphs, which is a site that I wrote for a number of years, and it's one of, you know, kind of the leading sites that both publishes good content and has a variety of stats that they you know, they calculate. And weighted runs created plus And it's a shorthand with a small W, a capital RC, and then a plus sign. And essentially what it does is it takes all of the things that a player does on offense. Hits, you know, slugging, walks, stolen bases, and it calculates kind of how much offense that player is producing as against the league average.
Okay.
So it takes the league average, and there's a different average for the National League and a different average for the American League. The other thing it does is it adjusts for park factors. So this affects the Giants a lot, since the Giants have one of the least friendly ballparks in the National League for hitting. And so when you see what Posey has done year in and year out, just his raw numbers, if you look at just his slash line, you know, batting average, on base, slugging, and then you adjust that for the fact that it's such a difficult park to hit in as compared to other National League parks, you know, he's had one of the top weighted runs created pluses for every season, meaning you compare him to the average hitter in the National League, adjusting for the fact that Joey Votto gets to hit in 82 games at Great American Ballpark and Buster Posey has to hit 82 games here, how much more offense he produces for his team.
Yeah, terrific.
So to me, it's I know you like to tell stories about baseball. To me, it's a really good stat for that.
All right.
It's a really good stat for telling a story about how a team puts together scoring runs, which is really, when you're on offense, that's the thing you want to do.
I love it. Very good. Terrific. That's what I wanted to hear. All right, that's where I'm going to look from now on to figure out who's doing what for the Giants. So the weighted runs created.
Marty, you want to guess who's number one in all of baseball?
Number one, David Ortiz.
Marty's already an expert. Next,
right,
you're going to be blasting the value of the RBI, and you're going to say the RBI is a waste.
I'm leaving for the Sabre convention tomorrow in Miami. I'll be leaving. Wendy, nice to have you on.
Thanks, Marty.
We want to have you on again, and also want to talk about some defensive ratings as well, because it gives me some perspective, and we don't have many people who come on to give me that perspective, so I appreciate having you on. Wendy Thurm.
My pleasure.
Read you in the Sporting News.
In the Sporting News.
And, of course, we'll follow you on Twitter at Hanging Sliders. All right, that is
Solid.
Wendy Thurm, everybody. Wendy Thurm, thank you, Wendy.
Thanks,
thank you,
Marty.
So much. All right. More coming up. KNBR, it's getting nuts out here, Wendy. Bear with us here. All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.
KNBR 680.